Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Fun Friday here on the show. Fun Friday. And we will be joined by Lance Storm for all of this fun here today. Got a lot to talk about. You can talk a little bit about the TNA show last night. We have SmackDown coming up tonight and a bunch of matches scheduled for that show. This is in advance of the Clash in Paris show on Sunday, which apparently, I'd have to get the exact number, but over 30,000 tickets out for Clash in Paris. So we'll give you the full lineup for that show as well. There's a Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor show coming up here tonight. And then we've got a lot of news. A lot of news coming out about AEW. We've got the pay-per-view buys for this past weekend's Forbidden Door. Updates on pay-per-views on Max. We'll get Lance's thoughts on whether or not the All Out show is going to collapse because WWE is going head-to-head with John Cena and Brock Lesnar. We have got ratings for Dynamite on Wednesday, which were not good. Not good. And Tony Khan did a media call, and he talked about a lot of stuff. So we'll talk about what he talked about. So that'll be a lot of fun, because it is Fun Friday. And if you want to contact us here today for Fun Friday, a lot of ways to do so. You can text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm also F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I am at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So we'll do text messages and emails today and maybe even phone calls as well. A lot to get into. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us for Fun Friday. What did Stephanie do?
I saw several posts that apparently on her podcast, they have a VPN sponsor, and she recommended that American viewers use the VPN and set their location as Canada so they can get all of their WWE programming in one place on Netflix, which is dumbfounding to me because that's snubbing ESPN, USA, CW, as well as Peacock. All of their other broadcast partners should be furious.
Wow. All right, somebody give me a clip of that. I've heard about it today. I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen three different posts. Again, maybe it's untrue. I hope it's not true.
God.
Like, I think it's good advice, but it's not one that WWE should be giving.
Ridiculous. Well, speaking of ridiculous, so someone sent me this thing today that I couldn't believe when I saw it, but then it was confirmed. Coming soon to Danger Pro Wrestling, Raja Jackson. They booked him. They booked Raja Jackson for Danger Pro Wrestling. And I have been told that apparently the building put the ixnay on it. So I don't think it's happening. I can't say for sure. But yeah. Why would you do this?
Well, I certainly can see why Raja would want to do this. I think it would probably help his defense that it's all just part of wrestling. We do this, and it would help his defense. But as a promotion, it seems like a desperate, dumb, bad idea.
I guess we'll follow up if there's anything more throughout the afternoon. But I think the building basically said he's not welcome. So, I mean,
at least the building is smart.
Yeah, I mean, if the building says that, I mean, they can't really use him. Otherwise, they ain't ever going to get that building again. I mean, if they run there regularly, I mean, I've seen it all at this point. All right. Should have some good news here. Congratulations to Cody and Brandy. I was unaware that Brandy was pregnant. She is just given birth, their second child. Leilani Runnels joins her first child, Libby, who was born in 2021. So two children now. Two is better than one. So Yeah, congratulations to them.
Yeah. I saw the post and I thought she was just pregnant. I didn't realize she's already given birth to the second one.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that. They only have 7 more to go to catch up with Mark Briscoe. In case that's what they're.
I think I just take the loss on that one.
Their plan is. All right, so somebody tagged me on Twitter.
Oh, no.
This Stephanie thing. So let's see if it's like an audio clip. I haven't seen it yet. Try it again. We just do things like as they come here on the show. Why don't I try and figure this out and you talk about a Mercedes and all her belts?
Oh, yeah. I've had a few people point out to me, and it's classic lack of understanding, in my opinion, where they just throw out Ultimo Dragon had 10 belts or however many belts he had, and people don't really understand that it's not the same. And I never have publicly endorsed the J-Crown. But I was part of the Skydiving J, which was a very big New Japan pro wrestling show that had every conceivable junior heavyweight title defended on one show. Every match was a junior heavyweight title from around the world. The British junior heavyweight, the Mexican, the NWA, I think they even had whatever one from the WWF back in the day that was going around Mexico, all the Japanese promotions. And they had an entire card, and I was on it because I was the junior heavyweight tag champ. And it was a big promoted thing on a major show. And at the end of the show, they cut the angle where all of these singles champions who were established, well-known, and on the same platform of a New Japan show came out and challenged all the other singles champions to a tournament to crown the greatest junior heavyweight champion. And they all walked to the middle of the ring and put their belt down in the middle. I was confused because they didn't tell me what was going on. I remember looking at Yasu, my partner, going, are we doing this too? He's like, no, just stay. I'm like, okay. So then they held the J Crown tournament, a very big, well-publicized tournament, where all of the champions competed to crown the one that held all of the belts. It was not a case of someone just every couple of weeks randomly showing up on a show with a new belt that no one's ever heard of from a promotion that very few people know about. And it's just such a false equivalency. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, I think the whole all the belts at this point are ridiculous. They lay them out on that table. But
well, especially with one of them not even being a real title that can be defended. It was the trophy given to her after winning the Owen Hart. Like, when's the next Owen? She'll have to give that belt up.
That's true, yeah.
It's not a real title belt. Why is it there?
Well, I found this deal.
WWE on Netflix is truly the best thing ever. But there's one catch. Not everybody gets that. A lot of you are still watching WWE the old school way, on cable, dealing with boring commercials while I'm enjoying uninterrupted action. Let's fix that with today's sponsor, Surfshark VPN.
Wow. If that's not AI, that's got to be one of the wildest things I've ever seen.
How dare you dummies watch USA?
Holy smokes. Wow. Golly, I didn't even get paid by Surfshark for that. That's annoying. Oh, well. Anyway, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Screw all our American cable partners. You should be watching everything on Netflix.
Wow. Well, there you go. All right, some business notes from AEW. So the pay-per-view this past weekend, Forbidden Door, Dave's estimates are between 122 and 130,000, which is in line with Double or Nothing. Revolution did 135 to 140. Dynasty did 110 to 120. Double or Nothing, 120 to 130. All In, 180 to 185. And Forbidden Door, 120 to 130. So those are the numbers over the last year or so. And where do you fall, Lance, as far as is All Out going to plunge below 100,000, which I don't think they've done under 100,000 since the pandemic. Will it drop that far? Because John Cena is facing Brock Lesnar on ESPN that same day.
I don't believe so. I think it may lose a few people, and it'll be on the lower end of normal. But I, you know, the 100 and let's just say 20,000 people that order AEW pay-per-views, they're the most loyal diehard crew. And I think they're probably also savvy enough to know you can still watch both. So I don't think they will lose a ton. To me, the head-to-head battle is more a case of WWE making sure that AEW doesn't gain any new fans by WWE fans who are used to watching wrestling almost every weekend, and they don't want the internet buzz for a weekend to be about another company that people might sample. And I think the head-to-head is more ensuring a lack of growth more than sabotaging the base they have.
I'm sure that's the idea, but at the same time, it's like if you go online to wrestling sites, I mean, every time they do this, there are multiple mentions of the AEW pay-per-view that's going head-to-head. So really, if anything, you're just alerting people to the fact that AEW has a pay-per-view that weekend because you're running head-to-head with their pay-per-view.
Yes, but if there wasn't a WWE show, all of the wrestling talk would be about the AEW show that weekend.
I guess. All I know is we saw this happen with All In. You know, they ran a Saturday night's main event on NBC with Goldberg in his retirement match against Gunther for the title. They also had an NXT pay-per-view. They also had a women's pay-per-view on Sunday. And the only shows that were hurt were the WWE shows. It didn't hurt All In. 185,000 buys for All In. The most buys of any show this entire year. And that was when WWE put three shows that weekend up against them. So I guess we'll see, but I think it's going to be more about, are the AEW fans going to want to buy All In or not? If they want to buy it, they're going to get it. We'll talk about this more after the break. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680.
800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No, I do not know why Suncast played a commercial for the 2025 Vegas convention during the break. It's a good commercial, but the convention's over. Maybe we'll do some YWF next break, right?
For the benefit of those with the with time travel capabilities.
Yes, yes. Now, we were talking about Mercedes and her titles, and it was brought to my attention that her celebration with the titles on Wednesday actually died in the quarters. So don't get mad at me, everybody. The Wednesday episode, 585,000 viewers and a .13. And a .13 is low.
It's also .13.
It ties the lowest rating the show has ever done on Wednesday. The post Forbidden Door Dynamite, .13 and 585. It was fourth on cable, and which I guess is fine, but
the funny thing is, like, I really like Mercedes. I just think they should push the fact that she's the TBS champion.
Well, I mean, they push the fact that she's the TBS champion and has eight other belts. But yes, the reason the show, I mean, the story of the show is it didn't open great. It opened below average, opened at 6:38, and basically stayed there the entire show. The entire show was below average all night, with the one exception being the Jon Moxley-Daniel Garcia match. That one did at the show average. That was, aside from the opening quarter, the most watched thing on the show, although it was noted the opening quarter was well below average. And, yeah, the least watched thing was the Mercedes. I guess the overrun fell this week, but just a little bit. But aside from the overrun, the Mercedes segment did 553. It fell from 622 to 553. And then when it ended, the show went back up to 591. So it was a big dip for her segment with those belts. And I know people will say that was a double ad break segment, but so was the main event quarter, and that quarter grew a lot, actually. So, anyway, that's the story of Dynamite. I don't think it helped that they didn't have any matches until, like, the afternoon of the show. I know people go, well, you know, they don't have a Raw lineup. Yeah, Raw's on Monday. So, yeah, sometimes they don't have a Raw lineup after a pay-per-view until, like, the afternoon Monday. But Dynamite's the afternoon Wednesday. So they could have had matches Monday afternoon. They could have had matches Tuesday afternoon. They could have had matches earlier, and they didn't. And the show didn't do well. So, you know, it's been doing better when they've been announcing in advance. Now they didn't announce in advance, and it didn't do well. I think there might be a correlation here. I could be wrong, but that's my thought. So Tony also did... maybe one of those conference calls, media calls, asked about a lot of things. And I like Tony. I like AEW. I don't like the media calls. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's like he wants to do them, but he also wants to not say anything. Or he'll say things that are just weird. Like, he's asked about Chris Jericho's future in AEW and Ring of Honor. And he said, if and when the time presents itself, I would love to have him back. He's always in the highest standing in AEW or Ring of Honor. And it's like, you're the booker, dude.
You could have him on the show.
Why don't you have him back tonight if you want him back? Like, Tony does these things and it's like, he has these answers where sometimes it just seems like he's helpless. And it's like, no, you're in charge. If and when the time presents itself, I would love to have him back. Well, now, bring him back then.
Is it possible that Jericho has a cap on his dates and he has fulfilled those for this contract and he would have to negotiate further to get him on the show?
I guess it's possible, but I don't think that's ever happened before. I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Like, didn't he say that about Britt Baker? Like, I'd love to have Britt Baker back. Well, then where is she? I mean, unless the other person doesn't want to be there, like, you're in charge, right? That's what I always thought. And then he was asked about, this is another one. He's asked about Deonna Purrazzo. Where's she at? He was asked why she hasn't been around, and he didn't really answer the question for a while. And then he goes from not answering the question to launching into a 17-minute answer. So basically he said that she had, quote, an experience that wasn't positive in CMLL when she went there last December. And for those of you that don't know, I believe that he's talking about a match that she had with La Catalina, which was apparently, I didn't see the match, but I heard it was horrific. And it was bad enough that, like, the crowd's booing it out of the building. The announcers are laughing. Like, it was bad.
Really?
And, yeah, and I guess, I mean, I don't know why that, I don't know if maybe she decided she didn't want to wrestle anymore or something. I don't know. But he said he wanted her back to work at Death Before Dishonor, and that injuries and circumstances have affected the women's pure title tournament greatly, quote, putting it mildly. He said it's okay if something doesn't go well. If one match doesn't go right, doesn't mean everything ends. He says she will be part of the tournament. Didn't mention whether or not she'll be on the show Friday. Today's Friday. And then he also said that, you remember that Casino Gauntlet? This is something that I think is like, it's not like this only happens in AEW. Like, things like this happen all over wrestling. But, like, I think this is something that we need to, like, talk about. He said that, remember that Women's Casino Gauntlet?
No.
Anyway, well, they had a Women's Casino Gauntlet. He said a quarter of the women that worked the Casino Gauntlet, a quarter of them, came out of it hurt.
Jesus.
And, you know, the reason we've, you know, sometimes it's like, well, how come there's no, how come we don't have a card? Why don't we have a lineup for Dynamite? Why don't we have a lineup? And, like, one of the answers we often get is, well, we have to find out who's not hurt after the pay-per-view. I don't mean to laugh, but it's like, that many people are getting hurt on your pay-per-view that you can't do a lineup? 25% of the women in the Casino Gauntlet got hurt in that match? Like,
how many people were in that match?
I don't think there were that many. I mean, there were a fair amount, but like 25%? That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, he said the brackets for the pure title were set, and then this week he had to hold off the announcement due to injuries. Then Queen Aminata got her passport stolen. He said Purrazzo, Aminata, and Serena Deeb are in the tournament, and a bracket could be revealed soon. Holy smokes. That's a lot of people. Like, is 25% of the roster going to get hurt coming out of Clash in Paris? I hope not. And if that happened, it'd be like a big talking point. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, somebody look up how many people were in that Casino Gauntlet. I'm curious to find out how many people got hurt.
I can find it here in a second. But Tony Khan said Nick Wayne will be back soon enough, so there isn't a need for an interim men's Ring of Honor television champion. Thank God. He said there's nothing new on a Ring of Honor TV deal, and that while he has had offers, any deal would have to make sense in the big picture. And he hoped any deal would, quote, be in the framework of the AEW-WBD relationship. Now, on that topic, Andrew Zarian noted on X that he hears there will be an announcement regarding AW pay-per-views on HBO Max in the coming weeks. So at this point, you can't purchase pay-per-views on Max because they haven't had the capability. Remember that old story? Remember that guy on the chat that was going to do it for him? Yeah, he didn't. Anyway, they probably will have that working soon, and that will add to the list of where you can order AW pay-per-views, which includes Amazon Prime, Fubo, pay-per-view.com, YouTube, cable, satellite. I always just use YouTube. That's the easiest, I think.
Well, you're a YouTube TV guy, so.
No, the actual YouTube.
Like, well, you know, yes, but you're a.
Well, I use it because YouTube of the ease of use. It looks good. You can forward. You can rewind. You can pause. You know, it's easy. Steph would tell me to use a VPN. That's right. But I get it on YouTube TV. But that's the way I do things. So there you go. That's the AW business updates. And we have Collision coming up on Saturday. Right? Do we? I don't even have a Collision lineup here. Do we have one? Is there a Collision lineup? Why is this so hard? Let's find out. Think the AW Twitter will have it?
I would hope.
I usually have all of these things.
I just hope all the injured people get well soon. Jeez.
Yeah, that's... All right. Collision is live tomorrow, it says. Collision, Collision, Collision. Do we have a lineup for it? You know what? I'll try and find it during the break, everyone. And in the meantime, send us your text message and your email questions, and maybe I'll even open up the phone lines. Back in a moment, Observer Live. This paper pitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez. Oh, is that right? Paul Walter Hauser is on Ring of Honor tonight? I ain't watching that. Come on. Who's he facing? Is it QT? Maybe I will watch. Maybe I'll send QT a fruit basket or something if he puts a beating on this guy. Also been told 12 people in the gauntlet, which means only 3 people were injured of the 12. Still, that's 3 out of 12. And they are wondering who it is because the only person who hasn't been on TV of late is Thunder Rosa. Everybody else appears to be wrestling regularly, so. Anyway, I don't know, man. But if you want to give us a call, the phone lines are open. So why don't you do that, everybody? 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. You can use the international web browser line, callinstudio.com/show/WOL. Or you can text us 425-780-7566. I'd like to see what's on everybody's mind. And had something else I was going to say, but I forgot because I cut caffeine. So let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello, Brian. Hello, Lance. I'm from Tijuana, talking to you. I want to give my 2 cents on the whole WWE buying AAA thing, and I want to give you a perspective for a first-hand Mexican resident and what's like the general opinion there is about it.
Okay.
I think that it's clear to everyone that the AAA purchase happened mostly due to compete against AEW partnership with CMLL, and I think that's fine in a sense because they're entitled to it, and AAA is something that they wanted to do for a long time, so it is what it is. But I think that people should be aware that when WWE says that they're not trying to Americanizing the product or not to change the fundamentals, the perception that the Mexican public got from the last show, at least some of it, is that WWE are going to make changes, and it could be any time that they decide to rebrand it as NXT Mexico or something like that. We saw a change in the scenery, in the way that some rules applied, in the prohibition of intergender matches or extreme rules matches. And I think that that's something that WWE is going to always look out to save their brand. But I think that it's also important to recognize that if you are a Mexican wrestler and you're looking to work in WWE, you have to be aware that it's very slim chance that you're going to become the next Rey Mysterio. And that's the thing with WWE. They don't see Mexican wrestling as serious wrestling. They see it as a novelty, as something to be an attraction for a show. There's a reason why a lot of Mexican WWE wrestlers have not reached that top level, and it's not because they don't have the ability, but WWE will try to convince you that it's because they cannot speak English, they don't understand how to wrestle, there's going to be a barrier with the culture, and that's not it. That's simply that they don't want to promote them because they not appeal to what they're looking. And what they're looking is only 8-foot guys, blonde, white, that can appeal to their fan base, and that's okay. But I think it's important to recognize that if you're a Mexican wrestler, you're going to have a lot of difficulty get over in WWE, if not if you have a funny gimmick like Tijuana, or if you are simply sensational. But even if you are a top-tier wrestler, that's not going to matter a lot because you're going to have a lot of things against you. And I realized that when I was 10 years old, in fact, when John Cena beat Rey Mysterio for the WWE Championship like an hour after he won it. So I think that my point is that there are a lot of things that as a Mexican you need to be aware of when you're working for WWE. And right now, a lot of Mexican wrestlers cannot book independent shows in the U.S. because of their deal with WWE. And that got a lot of income for them. And they're allowed to do indie shows in Mexico, but they are not paid nearly as much as when they do in the U.S. So just something to keep in mind. And I hope both of you have a wonderful day, and thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, thank you very much for all that. Really appreciate it. Well, yeah,
an important perspective to hear from actual Mexican fans that live in Mexico. So I appreciate the call.
Yes, very much. All right, if you want to give us a call here today, it is 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. Callinstudio.com/show/WOL if you want to call internationally, which I wonder if he did that. Actually, he didn't. He called on the phone. Callinstudio.com/show/WOL. It will be interesting to see the future of AAA, what they end up doing, because, I mean, I enjoyed that last show to the point where I wanted to go down to Vegas for the show coming up in early September. It's not enough time. I don't think I'm going to go, but, you know, there was enough AAA in it for me, at least. I don't know how about for, traditional AAA fans, but I liked the show. It seemed everybody liked the show. So hopefully they don't change it too drastically.
Yeah, but adding the WWE flair to AAA, I could see American fans not having a problem with it. But if you are a traditional fan of Luchador, then perhaps not.
Well, you don't want to take too much away from AAA. But also, I don't think we should romanticize some of those AAA shows. I mean, there's definitely stuff that could have been improved. And it still would have been AAA. So
WWE production values are a positive.
Eddie Pot Pie says, careful, Brian. Paul Walter Hauser is a worker. So what? I'm a worker and a shooter. What does that have to do with anything? That guy still hasn't apologized for getting mad at me for something. Craig! Wasn't even Vinny, it was Craig. Craig's the one that said everything. I didn't say anything negative about the guy. Now I am, because he cut a promo on me. If he apologizes, I will watch his match tonight.
Maybe it's a good thing you did cut out caffeine, Brian. You're wired enough.
Yeah. Golly. It's because I had a headache yesterday. You wouldn't even believe. All right. Let's see what we got here. You're on the air. I think it's our buddy from Zimbabwe, Munashe. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Lance. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
That's good to hear. Happy Fun Friday to the both of you and to the listeners out there. So my question for the Fun Friday is, who would win a Wrestling Observer Royal Rumble?
Well, I mean, are we talking everybody that's involved?
Everybody that's involved, whether it's Lance, whether it's Semper Vivi, Filthy, you name it, everyone.
Well, I have an answer for you, Munashe. I want to thank you very much for the call. The answer to this question, and this is 100%, okay? This is 100%. The winner of the Wrestling Observer Royal Rumble would be Granny. Because very much like the Iron Sheik, in that gimmick battle royal in like 2001, there ain't no way she's going over the top. Her and Filthy might tie if we had the Royal Rumble today, but I think Granny's taking it. I think we could safely get Tom over the top to the apron and to the floor, but I don't. There's no way Granny's going over the top. So Granny would be the winner.
My wife actually called the Iron Sheik winning when she saw him walking.
So did I. I called it actually before I even saw him walking. I remember that vividly. I was like, there's no way they're getting that guy over the top. No way. And in fact, that's why he won.
Yep.
Now, keep in mind that Vinny was the winner of a shoot battle royal. So
he was the shoot winner of a worked battle royal.
Yeah, so I guess he's a shooter too.
I think it's key that no one else was shooting.
Yeah, no one else. Well, it was one of those battle royals. No one wanted to win. It's part of it. All right, let's see what else we got here. Where's my heck of the text messages? Golly. All right. Brian, you should challenge Paul Walter House for his progress title. I don't want to wrestle Paul Walter Hauser, especially This is not setting up a match, everybody. That guy buried me on Instagram for something Craig said. Like, if he wants to do a match with Craig, they can knock each other out. I'm not doing it. All right. Will Mark Briscoe have a 10th baby before Mercedes gets her 10th belt? Well, I hope the answer is yes, because I think they should do a gimmick where every 3 months Briscoe shows up with a new baby.
Because, every 3 months?
Yeah, every 3 months. Because he showed up with that baby this week, and like everybody was like, didn't he just have a baby like 4 months ago? And it's like, we just saw him with the new baby. He's having his wife's gestation period, I believe, is radically different from anybody else's. Because these babies just keep coming. So I think that'd be a great gimmick where, like, you know, that's his gimmick. Father Briscoe. The new Papa Briscoe. These babies just keep coming. He's got it, like, you know, they can build it up. Now he's got more babies than Mercedes has belts. And then, you know, he's got more belt, or he's got more babies than Ric Flair has title wins. And then, you know, is he going to get that 17th baby and tie John Cena for his titles? I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with this gimmick. That's what I think they should do. All right. Looking for your thoughts on the Jake Hager interviews this week. Did you see any of these?
I saw clips.
I sort of half read them.
He seems to be trying to dethrone Teddy Hart in the most bridge burned in a short period of time.
Well, he's one of those guys, you know, I think when he left, like he opened up like a car detail shop or something, auto repair or something. He's got another business now. And
a trucking company.
A trucking company, whatever it is. Whatever it is, I think it's going well. Because the guys that get out of wrestling and have a great job, they don't mind burning bridges. You know, it seems clear he does not care about coming back whatsoever. Because, he took it out on a lot of people, including Tony. And then, you know, FTR got upset. Because he made a claim about some meeting and how they weren't there and Tony made him go to the ring for a match with 5 minutes warning and he was really upset about it. And then, you know, I think it was Dax went online and just said, we were in the meeting. We didn't no-show the event. We've never no-showed an event. We've never not showed up because we didn't like booking. We're there on both shows virtually every week. So he got mad. So, yeah. This person says they booked Raja. You gave them free advertisement. That's why they did it. Well, it's not like I can't talk about somebody booking him. And apparently he's not doing the show anyway because the building doesn't want him there. So this person says, Brian Lance, hope you all are doing well. Not that I care much, but any updates on Real American Freestyle giving Hulk Hogan's passing?
Yeah, when was the show supposed to happen?
Pretty sure it's September. And I think they got up to 1,000 tickets. Let me see if I can find out where they're at. But, I mean, it still wasn't... the idea was it was going to continue on. And... Oh, wait, no. Is that tomorrow? Okay, so apparently... All right, I'll give you all the updates on Real American Freestyle after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, so Real American Freestyle actually debuts tomorrow. It's streaming on Fox Nation. They got 2,000 tickets out. A lot of those are comped. And they're going to be doing a tribute to Hulk Hogan on the show tomorrow. So that's the update. I don't know anything else other than that. I will not be watching it. I've got I got stuff to do. But I will, if we have time before this show ends, if I can find it. Where's my chat GPT? There it is. Yeah. Let's try this real quick. Is there a AEW Collision lineup for Saturday, August 30th? Let's see if they've got anything. Not looking good. No official match card or lineup has been publicly announced for that episode. So, I don't have any idea.
There will be some good but not terribly significant matches on the show, will be my prediction.
I think they're going to show the Taz thing, although they put it online. So,
oh, the induction into the Arena Hall of Fame?
Where they kayfabed him. Didn't tell him about it. And, so that's the plan for this weekend. And I don't know what you're going to be doing next week, Lance.
Yeah.
You may be off the entire week.
Yeah, Filthy Tom's taken at least half of my Tuesday.
Yeah, so we got something special coming up next week, everybody. It's back to school time. And so we're going to have something fun coming up next week to celebrate back to school. But there will be no show on Monday. It's a holiday. And so have a good weekend, everybody. I'll be up this weekend with Dave. And Vinny is back. Well, he will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Scheduled to arrive 11 a.m. tomorrow if you want to mob him at the airport. So we're going to be covering Clash in Paris on Sunday. And that'll be with the usual Brian and Vinny and Craig show, as well as Wrestling Observer Radio. So lots of stuff. Check it out, everybody. Thanks, Lance. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live!